You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Well, hello, HSM. Good evening. My name is Haley. I'm excited to speak to you tonight on Philippians chapter 2. So if you brought your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter 2. And just a reminder, if you're sitting in an aisle seat, we've got pens there. So why don't you grab that cup, pass it down your aisle, and you're going to want to take notes during this message. All right, so as you're turning to Philippians 2, I want to tell you guys, tonight's message is going to cover two main topics, humility and complaining. Everyone say humility. Everyone say complaining. Nice. All right, so we're going to actually have some fun tonight, and we're going to watch some movie clips as they connect with today's scripture. So stay tuned. Now let's start by defining humility. Humility means not proud or arrogant. It means not proud or arrogant. Now, I want to share with you guys a video of me being humbled when I was in high school at our summer camp. Has anyone ever held onto a yoga ball and ran at someone else holding another yoga ball? Wow. Okay, so if you guys have done it, did it end poorly or good for you? It ended good for you. Did it end? Okay, it ended poorly for Katarina. Okay, well, let's go ahead and watch. Actually, before you do that, I just want you to know, going into this, I felt so confident, and I was feeling very arrogant, to be honest. I thought I knew exactly what I was doing, and you'll see what happened next. So let's watch that video. I don't know if it, did you guys see me go do it one more time?
Yikes.
So that is me being humbled, in case you needed to know what that looked like. All right, let's read Philippians 2, verse 1 through 4. Therefore, if you have any encouragement of being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in his spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. So having humility means lacking pride or arrogance. It means to value others, and it means not to need to be the center of attention. So let's start by watching a short movie clip from the movie Zootopia of a fox, his name is Nick Wilde, getting humbled by the rabbit Judy Hopps. Now when you watch this clip, I want you to note how Nick is using his words to tear down Judy and puff himself up. Nick is being very prideful at the start of the scene, and Judy is humble. Note how Judy doesn't tear him down, but rather listens and speaks facts. Let's play that scene now.
Get your popsicle.
Yeah, because that, what does that mean?
It means I have a lead.
Hey, it's Officer Toot Toot.
No, actually it's Officer Hops, and I'm here to ask you some questions about a case.
What happened, Meter Maid? Did someone steal a traffic cone? It wasn't me. Hey, Carrots, you're gonna wake the baby. I gotta get to work.
This is important, sir. I think your $10 worth of popsicles can wait.
Ha! I make 200 bucks a day, Fluff. 365 days a year since I was 12. And time is money. Hop along.
Please, just look at the picture. You sold Mr. Otterton that popsicle, right? Do you know him?
I know everybody. And I also know that somewhere there's a toy store missing its stuffed animal. So why don't you get back to your box?
Fine. Then we'll have to do this the hard way.
Did you just boot my stroller?
Nicholas Wilde, you are under arrest.
Huh. For what? Hurting your free wings?
Felony tax evasion.
Yeah, $200 a day, 365 days a year. Since you were 12, that's 2 decades, so times 20, which is 1,460,000, I think. I mean, I am just a dumb bunny, but we are good at multiplying. Anyway, according to your tax forms, you've reported, let me see here, zero. Unfortunately, lying on a federal form is a punishable offense. 5 years jail time.
Well, it's my word against yours.
$200 a day, Fluff. 365 days a year since I was 12.
Actually, it's your word against yours. And if you want this pen, you're going to help me find this poor missing otter, or the only place you'll be selling popsicles is the prison cafeteria. It's called a hustle, sweetheart.
She hustled you. She hustled you good! You're a cop now, Nick. You're gonna need one of these. Have fun working with the fuzz!
Nice. So, we saw in that scene that Nick's arrogant words ended up getting him in deep trouble, right? He was humbled very quickly. I'm going to reread Philippians 2:3. It says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves." So what does it look like to value others above yourselves? Your guys' first fill-in is a quote by C.S. Lewis. He's a famous Christian author. And C.S. Lewis said this, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but rather thinking about yourself less." Humility doesn't mean to think poorly about yourself. It means to think of others more. So who do you personally know that lives a humble life? I want you guys to write that down next on your notes. Who do you personally know that is humble? Now that one person for me, the first one that came to my mind was Mr. Cruz. He was a school custodian at my elementary school many years ago. And Mr. Cruz, he cleaned our school, he cleaned our bathrooms, he set up all the chairs, fixed the leaks, fixed the lights. And every day during lunch, he would pause in the middle of his workday and he would come talk to us kids. He'd make us laugh, he'd ask how our day was, and he just overall brought us joy. Now, Mr. Cruz lived a very selfless life. He was humble as a custodian. He could have been grumpy about his job. He could have kept him to himself and never spoke to us kids, right? He could have quit his job and he could have pursued something more flashy, right? But he chose to work a humble job for many years, and he impacted so many lives through that. Now, scripture says a lot about humility. I'm going to read to you guys a handful of verses right now that talk about humility, and feel free to write down any of them that stand out to you now so you can read them later. James 4:6, "God oppresses the proud, but gives grace to the humble." 1 Peter 5:5 through 6, "Clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that in due time he may exalt you." Now, exalt means to hold someone in high regard. Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Ephesians 4:2 says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." Luke 14:11 says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." All right, we're going to now shift into talking about complaining. It's about to get real. So I'm going to read chapter 2, starting with verse 12, if you guys want to follow along. "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure. We're going to look at verse 14 mainly right now. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. Now, the definition of complaining is the expression of dissatisfaction or annoyance about things. So to help remind us what complaining looks like, let's watch this movie scene from Up of Russell complaining.
Darn thing. Come on, Russell, would you hurry it up?
I'm tired, and my knee hurts.
Which knee?
My elbow hurts, and I have to go to the bathroom.
I asked you about that 5 minutes ago.
Well, I didn't have to go then. I don't want to walk anymore. Can we stop?
Russell, if you don't hurry up, the tigers will eat you.
There's no tigers in South America. Zoology.
Ah, for the love of Pete. Go on into the bushes and do your business.
Okay, here, hold my stuff. I've always wanted to try this.
So good. So, why does God tell us to do everything without grumbling, without complaining? Here's the truth. If anyone in here likes psychology and how the brain works, I want you to pay attention to this because this is fascinating. Complaining actually doesn't make us feel better. Frequent complaining, it rewires our brain to become naturally more annoyed at things. Research done from an Australian psychology clinic discovered this. When we repeat certain behaviors, such as complaining, our neurons branch out into one another to make information more easily transferred. The more frequent you complain, you increase your likelihood of thinking negative thoughts later. And what happens when you do this frequently is you become what's called a chronic complainer. This is someone who never seems to be satisfied. They have a tendency to focus on problems, ruminate on problems, and they focus on setbacks over progress. We can all agree, right, that chronic complainers are not fun to be around, and maybe some of us know one. Now, another type of complaining is venting. Who knows what venting is? I want to see your hands. Okay, a decent amount. We're going to talk about venting. So to vent to someone means to release pent-up negative emotions, troubles, or frustrations by talking about them openly, often in a one-sided way. So, you know, when you just go on this long rant about how crazy your day was or how annoyed you were at this situation. Now, the goal is to get these things off your chest, and you want to feel heard rather than necessarily seeking advice. Now, hear me say this. Venting can be okay as Christians, but it depends heavily on how you do it, to whom, and with what intentions. Now, it's healthy when it leads to processing emotions, seeking wisdom, and building up others. For example, when you lament to God, this is a healthy way to do it. The Book of Psalms, this is a great book with so many examples of what it looks like to rant to God, right? David is constantly ranting in the Book of Psalms and lamenting. But venting becomes sin if it turns into gossip, if it turns into slander, uncontrolled anger, and is aimed at tearing others down rather than building up. Now, your next fill-in is sinful venting equals gossip, tearing others down, uncontrolled anger. Healthy venting is problem-solving, wisdom-seeking, and God-honoring. Now, I want to be the first to tell you that it takes a lot of practice to know the difference in these things. So literally 2 days ago, I had just finished a long day at work, and Austin calls me, my man, and he's like, yo, how was your day? And I said, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe it. It was so stressful. I had all these things happen. This person cut me off on the road, and then I had to call customer service at work, and I was on the hold for 20 minutes, and then they didn't even help me, and it was so annoying, and it was so frustrating. Blah, 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 blah. And then he goes, so what was one good thing that happened at, you know, today? And I said, oh, I finished my message for HSM. And he said, oh, what are you speaking on? And I said, complaining. So I'm the first one to say, I'm not perfect either. It takes a lot of practice. That was literally 2 days ago. Let's read some more scripture. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. All right, guys, I'm going to get a little real right now. Might strike some nerves, but here's the truth. A lot of us in this room sometimes use prayer requests in life group as a time to complain or vent negatively. Ruh-roh. Or it's a time for you to gossip. So let me give you an example of the difference between a healthy and a harmful vent prayer request. Are you ready? So here's a venting harmful prayer request. Hey guys, my prayer request tonight is about my coach. I'm so angry that she is just so terrible. She's so unfair. She made me do all this extra conditioning. It was crazy. I didn't even deserve it. And then someone else in group goes, oh my gosh, are you talking about Coach May? She's literally the worst. You'll never believe what she said about our team last week. And then everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's the worst. Blah, 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 blah. That's an example of toxic gossip prayer request, right? It's focusing on attacking the person. Now here's the same example, but in a healthy, venting, God-honoring way. Hey guys, sorry. My prayer request is I want to share that I'm hurt about a situation with my coach. I'm really frustrated, and I need wisdom to respond in a way that honors God and can bring healing between me and my coach. But honestly, I don't know what to do right now, so I'd love some advice. You see the difference? Yeah, very different. The second one is focusing on yourself and your response in the situation, and you're seeking a solution. So remember, the Bible does say to pray about everything. I'm not saying don't, you know, pray about certain things. Definitely pray about everything. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. We are to pray about everything. You can bring your complaints to God. God actually wants to hear these things. But before you share your displeasures with other people through complaining or venting, understand what it is that you're seeking. Do you want a solution? Do you need to just express frustrations? If you need to vent, make sure you do it in a way that honors God and does not tear down someone else or turn into gossip. Let me pray for you guys as we close. Heavenly Father, you are so good to us. I pray right now that you would bring clarity to all of us and give us discernment on when to vent, when to release our emotions to you, God, in a way that doesn't tear others down. I pray that you would provide for us options and opportunities to be humble, Lord. We want to be your humble servants that put others before ourselves. I pray right now that in this life group time, that you would make it clear how we can do this, Lord, how we can put your word and your scripture into practice. We love you, and we pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.